Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Claudia Hogue, September 22nd. And Eric Cross is going to share his information with us.
You just wanted me to tell them my service time? Is that what you
just
want?
Just whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, ma'am. I was older when I joined the service. I was 25 years old. And I had graduated from college, and I volunteered. I enlisted. I wasn't an officer. And 3 years active duty. I was a year in Korea and about 18 months at Fort Carson. And I finished my time. It was very uneventful, just regular service time. And the recruiter asked me if I wanted to stay in the service for my other 5 years of my contract. And I said, sure, as long as it's the National Guard, because I wanted to serve the state of Missouri. And so I served my remainder of my 5 years, and an opportunity came up to be full-time National Guard. And it was a nice job. So I took that, and that was in 1999. And everything was pretty uneventful service time until 9/11 occurred. And we were called up Thanksgiving weekend of 2001, and we went to Fort Riley, and we were told we were going to do Homeland Security. Our unit was divided between three locations. We did Parsons, Kansas, Burlington, Iowa, and Lake City, Missouri. And so I was very fortunate, very blessed that I was assigned to Lake City. So I was about 5 miles from home doing active duty Homeland Security. We did that until September of 2002. And we came off orders for 2 months. And we were put back on orders to go to Baghdad. And we arrived in Baghdad in April of 2002. So right after everything was declared over. So we were very naive. We were very green. None of us had any combat experience. And we thought it was just going to be a short-term peacekeeping type situation. And we found out differently very quick, very fast. And our unit was an MP unit, so the MPs were on the road all the time. And we were in unarmored vehicles and with no extra protection as far as personal protection or anything. We didn't have any IBAs or anything like that. And the only reason why we came home with everyone, I know, is that we were very blessed. We had about 18 Purple Hearts awarded in our unit. We were IED'd 10 to 12 times. We were mortared probably another 20 or 25 times. And we brought everybody home. So we were very blessed, very blessed, very fortunate. And that unit was that unit was the best group of people I've ever been with in my life. Just the best group. And unfortunately, when we got home, you know, a lot of people got out, you know, a lot of good friends, but I don't blame them. And, but we did a good job while we were over there. Every time they gave us an assignment, we carried it out, and then they gave us a tougher one. So we always did a good job. And, after we got home, we were kind of left alone for a little while, and then Hurricane Katrina happened in 05. And we went down there for about a month and helped out the people of Louisiana. And we lost more people then because more people got out because it was affecting their jobs, it was affecting their families. And I understand, you know. And then in, and then 2008 rolled around and we found out we were going back to Baghdad. And I asked my wife, I said, what do you want me to do? And she said she didn't want me to go back. So my enlistment was up. Very, very much with a guilty feeling, I got out in 2008. I had 18 years of service at the time. So it was a very difficult decision. I had to go get a new job because my job was full-time. And but my children were young. Not that my children were more important than anyone else. It's just our decision that we made. So I got out and worked in the federal government for the next 8 years. And my good friend called me up and said that the unit had an opening and wanted me to come back down. So at age 50, I went through the Army physical again. And they made it very difficult on an old man. But they couldn't find anything wrong with me. Basically, probably because they didn't go see a psychologist. And I got back in January of 2016. And served another 2.5 years, and then I retired in June of 2018 with 20 years and 6 months service. So, not a remarkable story by any means, but it's mine. And I'm proud that I did my service for my country. So.
Well, it is a wonderful story. Because just the things that you did and saw, and I feel like you're still here to represent and carry on the work of the ones that are not here.
Well,